It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
Well, I've told you before, my biggest disappointment of the year has been the lack of Missouri conservatives and the few that were in the Senate, and then the rhinos that were also in the Senate and the House that did not get IP pushed through, IP reform. And it was so important, given the fact that big money from out of state will now flood into Missouri to try to pass an abortion initiative petition to make it legal to murder children in Missouri. And that is disturbing on a number of levels, when knowing that we could have at least made sure 50 plus one supported it in five of the eight congressional districts. We couldn't even get that done. And that's embarrassing. It really is. Right now, we have Jeremy Jacobs joining us. He is a director of Bound for Life. He's also a resident out in St. Charles County. And Jeremy's joined a couple of other local faith leaders and others in looking at this initiative petition, the abortion one specifically, and what all it contains. Jeremy, welcome into the show.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm good, my friend. Thanks for giving us some time this morning. I read your email, and I was looking at some of the details of this. Like most of these initiative petitions, it is pages and pages long. The details get lost, and people will read a small paragraph in November, and that's what they're going to be voting on.
Yep, and that small paragraph does not represent the true nature of the language that they're trying to insert into our founding document, into our state constitution. And I've been studying that and looking at some of the language, and I've noticed over the last couple of years that the left, the progressives, have shifted and transitioned, pun intended, their language in the way they talk about abortion. They used to refer to it as women's health care, but they don't use that term anymore. What they're using is this term reproductive health or reproductive freedom. And in fact, that's what the amendment is titled. And as the left always does with language, they begin to change the terms and then they begin to change the meaning of those terms. And we see them do this over and over again. And that's exactly what they're doing here.
Yeah. What are you seeing in there in this language? It's more than just saying, okay, you can have abortion. How much further does it go from that, though, that people just don't realize?
Yeah, so what the left has begun to do, and you can see this on Boston Children's Medical Hospital website or University of Chicago Medicine, National Women's Law Center. If you just do like a DuckDuckGo search on gender transitions and reproductive health, you'll see that the left has begun to tie this term reproductive health to having to do with anything to do with reproductive organs. This does not mean just abortion. So on the conservative side, we hear that term reproductive health and we think abortion. The left doesn't think that anymore. They're tying anything to do with reproductive organs to the term reproductive health. And the language they want to insert into our state constitution does not define that term. You know, most laws have a definition section where they define what the terms mean so that the court knows if there's a case before them, how to interpret what's written. Well, there's no definition of this term reproductive health or reproductive freedom in what they want to put in their constitution.
Meaning if voters pass it in November, that this could allow for the gender transition surgeries without even having to get parental consent?
Yes, correct. The same implications on the abortion issue also apply to gender transition. So it means that 7-year-old Timmy could go to the school counselor and say, hey, I think I'm a girl. And the counselor could say, you know what, Planned Parenthood's mobile unit will be here in the parking lot next week. We'll set you up an appointment. We don't have to tell your parents, and you can gig in to get those gender transition drugs. And we know Planned Parenthood already distributes gender transition drugs and already has mobile medical units. They already have the pieces in play, and this is going to start happening if this gets into our state constitution.
Wow. Yeah, it just goes so much further than anybody thought. Now, is there actually language in there that says they don't have, I mean, that they don't have to tell parents? I mean, I know that it's that way in some states, maybe California. That's not in here, right?
No, it is. The way that it's written is that nothing can interfere with or prohibit or hinder reproductive health or reproductive freedom. That means that parents can't hinder it. That means that municipalities can't hinder it. That potentially means that municipalities can't, even through regulation of business license, prohibit an abortion clinic from setting up shop in an apartment complex or wherever, because they can't prohibit a reproductive health or reproductive freedom.
Or hinder it, right?
So,
yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And that includes parents. So that means that parents will have no rights when it comes to abortion or gender transitions of their kids, you know, in the public school.
Well, hopefully we're educating people a little bit on this here. You know, Jeremy Jacobs is my guest. He's the national director of Bound for Life International. And what can we do about this, Jeremy? I mean, I'm sure you've spoken with these same leaders that have studied this with you. If there's no organized opposition to this, the market's going to get flooded with pro-IP commercials, and this thing's going to pass without a problem. We've got to inform common-sense Missourians about what they're looking at here.
Yeah. The only thing left to do, really, is to vote no on this amendment. We don't have an amendment number yet. We should have one, I think, in the next couple of weeks. But right now, we can't. You know, we can't even get on and say vote no on Amendment 6 or whatever that number is going to be.
That's probably strategic. I wouldn't be surprised. You know what I mean? Like holding off. Like can you even change the language at this point on that amendment, or that ship has sailed? I know it's going to be on the ballot, but you can't even change the language?
Yeah, that ship has sailed. The language won't change. The ballot summary language won't change. Nothing about it will change. It's already fixed at this point. We're just waiting for an amendment number. So what we can do is really talk to our neighbors and coworkers. I know this is a taboo subject in the office, but it shouldn't be. Like, this is the life of our children.
Yes.
Both the unborn and the born at this point.
The ideal campaign would be no on Amendment 666 is what it sounds like. We'll just assign it our own
number. The numbers be, but yeah.
I worry about that. I mean, I did read that there were some groups that were trying to organize and collect some donations, I guess, and run sort of a counter campaign to this, but I haven't heard anything about that recently. And you know, as a member of the media, of course, we'll do all we can, but we're limited to the people that listen to this radio station. So what you got to get out on social media, you've got to buy television ads, because they're gonna you know, put some sort of sing-songy happy commercial on there about women's reproductive freedom, and the pink hat crowd is going to flock to the polls, and they're all going to vote for it, and a lot of people aren't really going to fully understand what's at issue here.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier, and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. And if you want to give to a campaign, there are a couple of organizations that are organizing money to run campaigns. I know Brian Westbrook over at Coalition Life is doing that. And Sam Lee with Missouri Stands for Women is doing so as well. We are primarily a prayer-focused ministry with a tiny budget, so we're not doing that, but we are working with, you know, the other organizations. So, yeah, the money absolutely helps, but really, you know, the vote in the polls in November is what's going to turn this, and people have to be educated about what this is about. This isn't just about allowing abortion through viability. That's what the summary language is going to say. It's way more, the implications go far beyond that.
Well, Jeremy Jacobs, listen, we appreciate you drawing our attention to it. Tell people quickly more about Bound for Life.
So Bound for Life is a prayer ministry. We are focused on what we call informed governmental intercession. So we pray for government, specifically around the issue of life. It was started on the steps of the U.S. Supreme Court about 20 years ago. And we both believe and have seen and experienced God shift our nation and governments on the issue of life through prayer. We, you know, 3 years ago, no one thought Roe was on the table in terms of being overturned. But we as a ministry have been hyper-focused on praying for the Supreme Court and our court system and seeing that change. And we saw that victory a little over 2 years ago.
Well, my friend Bev Elin is texting me even as we speak, telling me this has been labeled Amendment 3. So she says it's no on Amendment 3 coming up here in November. So
excellent.
Jeremy, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Yep. Have a good day. Appreciate that. Yeah. No on Amendment 3. Bev says it does have a number signed to it. So I did not know that. Thank you, Bev, for the text. Quick break here. We'll get back with Kim on a whim in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.